Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
We're back. Final hour of Ho, 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 Bogman. It's the third ho. Third hour. Actually, technically, just you get the UR. We put the UR in the hour of the ho of the third.
Black.
My brain completely is fried right now.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about at all, but I'm enjoying listening to you stumble. Like, I was thinking about sending you a lifeline, but I'm like, I'm just going to let him step into this and see where it goes.
I just let it go. I didn't even try to float anymore. I was like Leo on the piece of wood. I just let go. I'm done. I'm going to float to the bottom. Now we're back. It's In This League. Check us out over at InThisLeague.com. Latest updates, of course, would be essentially your week notes. We have got the Black Book and the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast coming up on Monday. We have got the Big Three. That's going to air on Tuesday. You're going to want to not miss that because that'll be Dan Bespris, Jonas Nader, and Bogman. Bogman and I will be back on Thursday with the ITL Fantasy Basketball Podcast. And then you will have the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast drop on Friday. And we'll be breaking down everything that happened. Plus, the other stuff you got going on, Prospect One, my Prospect Podcast. We were doing these multi-league mocks. And I'm going to have an ADP created. And that episode will be dropping this coming week. And then on Friday over on our Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army, Sergeant or Above level, Deckar Balls special. Presents, drinking, lots of fun, a live stream. You can ask us questions. It's just a good time to celebrate Christmas a couple days before. And then we'll be back here with you. So that's kind of the programming schedule. Do you have anything for college this coming week?
Not this coming week. I just did two bowl episodes. I know that I have to skip 2 weeks with the on-campus guy, so we went over every bowl on that episode. We did forget one. We forgot Mississippi State and Iowa. But
I'm sure all the listeners, those college listeners, are going to be really forgiving about you forgetting something.
Especially, like, I can't wait for Jesse Sevier to listen to that and give me crap about missing his Hawkeyes. But then Blaze, we only did half the bowls up to the Christmas season, and then we're going to come back that weekend and record another episode for all the bowls after Christmas.
Very busy. So, we got a lot going on. There's a lot going on. But
stuff and things.
Hey, man, right. Lots of content. That's what we're here for. Also, Bogman and I are in the throes of writing our book. We're writing the 2019 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates. How's that writing going there, Bogman?
You know, I've been concentrating on "Twas the Night Before Deckar Balls."
Aha, good. So, you've been focusing on writing the night before Deckar Balls instead of our book.
Yeah. I mean, the book priorities. Will get done. I don't know what you're worried about. So.
I'm worried, but we're in the writing process. We got some great people helping us. It's gonna blow away what we did last year. So, oh God, I totally forgot too. Wednesday, we're going to have a brand new ITL Fantasy Baseball Podcast, and we've got multiple guests, Derek Van Riper and Paul Spohr. They're going to be joining us talking. I mean, it'll be another lament session talking about Goldie. And then, I mean, you know, here's another one. Actually, now I'm thinking about it. I don't want to sidetrack us because we got to go to football. But look at what the Suns just did. Think about the chaos we had just the other day with that E5 trade, where it was the Rays, Mariners, and Indians. And there was like about a 10-minute span where E5 was going to like three different clubs. He was going to the Mariners, then he was going to the Rays, then he wasn't, then he was, and then they just pulled that whole thing.
The best part about that, like, didn't that still get done though?
Well, no, the trade got done, but then what happened after was like, well, the Mariners are going
to do a second trade.
Yeah, right? they're going to make a move at a later time with the Rays separately, and they just made that happen. You're exactly right. It was confusion, but the trade got done. Not like the inept idiots that the Phoenix Suns and Memphis Grizzlies and Washington Wizards are. Those, I mean, God, that's like a joke. The Grizzlies, the Wizards, and the Suns walk into a bar. What happens? They screw everything
up.
No
trade.
Yeah, no trade. They just sit there stupidly and don't speak to each other. That's apparently what happens. Bunch of morons. Speaking of morons, by the way, DFS for us. Here's an update. So this is the level we've got. One of our greatest, I mean, we don't hear from Drew on any podcast related thing we do, but Drew is a he's a mainstay here on the radio show. So he's almost a personality. You expect to hear from him during football season. This is what level we have with our listeners now, Boggs. Here it is. Drew Snyder. Bogman of the Welsh. I really screwed the pooch last week, guys. Got drunk at the wedding.
Where does that phrase come from, by the way?
No way.
Screwed the pooch. Where does that phrase come from? And can we get rid of it?
Oh, I don't know. I should look. You know what? I'll look in my book here in a minute. But I'll see if there's a definition behind it. That's a great question. He says, got drunk at the wedding, didn't wake up till 11:30 on Sunday, then had an 11-hour ride back to Virginia Beach. So we're getting the full story. So what he's trying to tell us, he's giving us all the reasons why I totally forgot to play your lineups. Rest assured, good. I got you guys covered this week. Yeah, you saved a couple bucks, man.
I keep telling you, please don't play these lineups. What are you thinking? But he keeps doing it every week. So I'm glad he didn't play our lineups. He probably saved himself some money. Of course, that's probably like the 1 week we did the millionaire thing.
I think, you know, we might have been kind of good. There isn't. Doubt. Yeah, I know, doubt it. I don't see screwed the pooch in here in this book. What is this book good for? It does have a screw loose, but
a screw loose is a, yeah, that's a thing,
but it doesn't have screw the pooch. I would have loved to have had the definition of that. I mean, we could we have the internet, so we could find it much easier than a book. That's why no one reads books anymore. But the lineup didn't even get played last week, so no idea what's going on. Oh my God, I got remember the guy that made it all about him of the Knicks are so horrible? Our guy Rob didn't just gave me a gif of the Knicks, like I would be a Knicks fan. Give me a break.
Well, at least it wasn't a Cowboys thing.
Yeah, well, that's
in the
true.
Middle of a in the middle of a basketball
discussion, mean, I've so. Got I've got Robert Sarver. I don't need James Dolan at all.
Jerry. You get to yourself some Jerry.
Get some Jerry. So let's burn through. We have made and created some DFS lineups. I will tell you, Boggs, I really like my lineups this week. Really like them. Devoid of Saturday games, only Sunday and Monday, I like both my lineups.
Yeah, I like my FanDuel lineup. I'm not the biggest fan of my DraftKings lineup.
I really like my DraftKings.
Should we just go through the lineups? Do we even need deals this week?
I don't think so. Not that anyone listens to the
No one's listening anyway.
You know what they're doing? They're using the NFL Optimizer. They're over at DailyRoto.com.
What they should do.
That's what they should be doing. That's how you make the winning lineups. We can talk about what we're doing, and maybe we'll break them down. So what are you doing on DraftKings?
DraftKings, so my quarterback, the Welsh, and you won't be surprised, is Tom Brady.
Oh, no Lamar Jackson.
No, I can't get him in. I'm more nervous about Lamar Jackson this week. I guess I shouldn't be. I don't know. Whatever. But I'm taking Tom Brady against the Steelers. I think that game has the highest over of the week anyway. So,
you know what? We'll go back and forth because I just want to add. I want you to keep going. I'm taking Tom Brady as well at 5,900.
Okay.
So we're both going Tom Brady.
My running back's the Welsh. I got Todd Gurley against Philly.
Mm.
And so I spent the money, 9,500.
Oh.
And then I went, I'm going back to the well. It helped everyone win last week. Derrick Henry at 5,000 against the Giants.
I like it.
Giants' defense has been garbage.
Do you have a running back at flex?
Yes, I do.
Well, who's your flex running back?
Dalvin Cook.
Okay,
6,500.
Okay, that's pretty good. My running backs, I have got Tariq Cohen, 6,300 against Green Bay. I really like that one.
Yep.
I've got Joe Mixon, 6,100 against the Oakland Raiders.
32nd against Rush, the Bengals.
And I have got Derrick Henry as well. Derrick Henry at flex. So 5,000. So Cohen, Mixon, Derrick Henry, I'm locked into. So give me yours again.
You're doubling up here. So Henry, Gurley, and Dalvin Cook.
All right. I mean, your running back core definitely is beating mine. So now we're going to have to break down to where are we at on wideouts?
Wideouts, I've got AB, your boy Kenny Go All Day, and Marcel Aitman.
How are you making this lineup? I might like yours better because I have got AB, Kenny Go All Day, and Sterling Shepard, because no Odell Beckham this week.
No OBJ, that's true.
So I paid up a little bit. Now, I paid at tight end. I'm guessing you absolutely bombed out on tight end.
Oh, yeah. I got Mark Andrews, Tampa Bay against, or Baltimore against Tampa Bay. He's just one of Lamar Jackson's favorite guys.
How'd that work for you last week?
I think he had like 43 yards. It's not horrible.
Did he?
Yeah. All I'm asking him to do is get in the end zone. So
I picked Rob Gronkowski versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, he usually owns the Steelers, but he is kind of a shell of himself. So I don't know. Like, I just don't know what Gronk we're going to get, but I like that pick.
But it was a good week. He was solid last week, and now it's against Pittsburgh. He's 5,800. He wasn't on the top end of tight ends. I mean, he's a little bit pricey, but you know, he was just a tad bit more than Kenny Golladay I paid for.
So who's your defense?
I went with Washington against Jacksonville.
Not bad. I went with the Bears. The Bears just embarrassed the Rams in Chicago, and they got Green Bay in Chicago this week. So I think the Bears defense has been huge. So that's where I'm going.
So we have a lot of similarities. I mean, we have Brady, AB, Kenny Golladay, and Derrick Henry across our lineups. The difference is you were still able to, you got a high end in Gurley, but you know, you bombed out on a couple positions, which if they work out, you're going to do well. Where I did a little bit more balance. You know, I went Shepard instead of your Aitman, and I went Gronk instead of your Andrews, but you were able to get freaking, you know, Todd Gurley in the lineup. So that's kind of the difference there.
Does your FanDuel lineup look a ton different? Because mine doesn't look a ton different. I have a lot of overlapping players.
I have three players the same here.
I think I have four. So I'll just go through my lineup real quick. I've got Tom Brady again against the Steelers.
All right.
I've got Dalvin Cook again against Miami. He's below the poverty line in FanDuel. He's 6,200. He's at least above average in DraftKings. He's a better deal on FanDuel. Christian McCaffrey is one of my other running backs here. And I also have Mark Andrews the same is my tight end. So 4,500. I'm just going cheap tight end. I got AB again, but I also have Adam Thielen and I have Kenny Stills. So and my defense is Tennessee against the Giants with no OBJ. So Brady, Cook, McCaffrey, AB, Thielen, Stills, Mark Andrews, Kenneth Dixon is my flex, and Tennessee Titans defense.
I wonder if you'll like mine better here on my FanDuel. So we'll see. At quarterback, I went Jared Goff, 7,900 against Philly. Really like this one this week.
Busted up secondary. I like that.
Running backs, Alvin Kamara at 8,000 against Carolina and Dalvin Cook, who we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Wideouts really worked out well here. I got AB again, 8,600. Yes. Amari Cooper, 6,600.
Yes.
And Sterling Shepard, 5,200. At flex, I've got Derrick Henry, 6,100. Okay. I put in George Kittle at 7,400, but Dante Pettis and Breida both questionable, so it should be a heavy dose of George Kittle and defense Minnesota Vikings. So again, Cook.
Man, how do you afford all that?
I know.
Who's your quarterback?
Jared Goff, 7,900. And I had 200 left. I have 100 left over. I have Jared Goff, Alvin Kamara, Dalvin Cook, Antonio Brown, Amari Cooper, Sterling Shepard, George Kittle, Derrick Henry, Minnesota Vikings. I think this might be my favorite FanDuel lineup of the year.
That's pretty good. I like it a lot. I like my questionable guy here is Dixon at 5,700.
Well, and Mark Andrews, of course.
Oh, whatever. Like, tight end is just whatever. Like, I refuse to pay for tight end. I'm not going to do it. So if my guy performs, he performs. That's that. So George I'll Kittle. Pay for the other guys. Yeah, I mean, Kittle could be huge. I just refuse to spend. How much is Kittle?
Kittle, he's pricey. He just went away from it. He was 7,400.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's pricey.
So who was cheap? Give me the price breakdown.
I don't really have, dude. I mean, I went Minnesota Vikings 3,900.
Pay extra money or something? Like, no. I don't get it.
The lowest person I have is Sterling Shepard at 5,200.
5,200. Okay.
But I mean, he's the starter he was a starter before, but he's the number one option now with Odell out.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how you afforded all these guys. So how much, who are your running backs again? How much is Kamara?
8,000.
8,000?
Dalvin Cook is 6,200.
Dude, McCaffrey's 9,100.
That's why I went Kamara. 8,000. Kind of a deal.
Yeah, maybe I should do that. Let me do that. Hold on.
All right.
I'm going to switch in.
Let's get you some George Kittle in there, too.
Yeah, all right. So I'm going to put in Kamara. Now I've got 1,200 extra dollars to play with because I had 100 left over. I want to switch out Stills for Cooper. That's what I want to do first.
All right.
Let's see. Cooper. What is Cooper? You said 66?
66.
All right. So that gives me 300 to play with. So I can put in a 6,000 at flex, or I can put in a 4,800 at tight end.
Mm, so if you could get one more 100, you could get Derrick Henry in at flex. Who I have.
Ooh.
Who's your third wideout?
No. See, I got to leave that now. I'll screw with my defense here. So I got Tennessee is 4,000. Who's cheaper than
I
that?
Have Minnesota at 3,900 against Miami.
All right, let's do that.
So you're just doing my lineup then.
Is that your same lineup?
Almost. I mean, I have Goff, Kamara, Cook, Brown, Cooper, Shepard, Kittle, Henry, Vikings.
Let's see. I would have Brady, Cook, Kamara, Brown, Thielen, Cooper, Andrews. And then I would have stupid Derrick Henry. So
pretty close. Essentially,
I have Thielen and you have Kittle. That's the difference. And I have Brady over whoever your idiot is.
Which one? Goff? Yeah, Goff.
Right.
How much is Brady?
Brady is 7,900.
That's how much Goff is. I could put Brady in. Maybe I should do that. You know what? Goff out.
The only difference that we have is I have Andrews and Thielen, and you have Kittle and Shepard.
I have Kamara, too. You don't have Kamara. Oh, no, you do have Kamara.
I put Kamara in.
So just play my lineup is essentially what's happening. Play one of Bogman and I's lineup, and you're
well, usually when I help you with your lineup, I'm helping you do something different, someone I wanted to get in, and I just wasn't able to get in.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, just do my lineup. So you're no help at all.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. We got amazing lineups here. Maybe Phoenix Suns could use this type of communication.
They definitely should. And so do you want to do the bit where we give out our what we did phone against numbers? Spread and the over-unders? No, that's my bit.
Because we have about 20 seconds here. So
okay, so yeah, 7 and bad, 8, right? 7 and 8 for me. 9 and 6 against the spread for the Welsh.
Hey,
I'm sorry, on over-unders, 4-11 on this
one. Oh, you son of a bitch. You set me up.
I didn't set you up. I was trying to get it. We're trying to get it done now.
You set me up.
I have to say it.
That was good over-unders.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Well, don't go anywhere because when we come back, we're going to talk about week 15, a little over-under action and fantasy stuff. So don't go anywhere more in this league. Coming up.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back. In This League, Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh, that's us. Right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I don't know how you're listening, but if you are listening live, maybe you're doing it on iHeartRadio. Maybe you're doing it on TuneIn. Can't do it live? Well, guess what? We're podcasted everywhere. I can't even get... I still haven't. I don't understand what it is. The holidays have been horrible for it. But Spotify still hasn't even approved the In This League podcast stuff. Yet this show is the only In This League property that is on Spotify. So how special. I know. Can you
get on it, Spotify? Come on.
Yeah, submitted it like 2 months ago. I don't know what's going on. They don't like us. Maybe they heard the Emergency Goldie podcast.
Maybe they're Cardinals fans.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe apparently I found out that I stopped editing the last 5 minutes, all the bleeps.
Definitely did.
I didn't know I did that. Special treat, Christmas treat for everybody.
That's right. It sounds like the Secret Show.
I didn't realize that's why everyone was so excited. Everyone wanted to give us awards. Apparently, it was because I stopped bleeping all the stuff and they heard the things. That was the thing. I don't know what's going on. So, inthisleague.com. Follow us on Twitter at isitthewelsh, at Bogman Sports. Lots of fun in our little, I can't say cinematic universe. What would it be? Fantasy-matic?
Loser universe.
Yeah, losers. God, we're such losers. It's depressing. What do losers do? Well, they talk more about fantasy, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about week 15. Can you believe, remember when we didn't have to care about week 15 anymore? I remember a time, this is a simpler time, where I played in one, maybe two fantasy football leagues, and then you get knocked out, and you just stop caring. And then this time, you thought about life. Maybe play some video games. You did that stuff, but we can't. We have to care all the time. We can't not care.
Yeah, I mean, I like, you know, some of these games are just like Detroit at Buffalo. Like there are fantasy people that care more than the players involved. So that's a bit much. But I said there's some good games this week. You know, New England and Pittsburgh. I'm super unexcited about it. I'm not excited at all.
Well, because you're doing the whole, like, we're going to lose thing.
Well, look, if the Steelers win this game, I'll be extremely happy. But then, I mean, I guess, look, if the Steelers can win out, if they can beat New England, New Orleans, and then Cincinnati to end the year and not have Vontaze Burfict murder anyone in the last game, then I will be extremely happy going into the playoffs.
Otherwise, you'll be happy going into your birthday because you'll be going to the AVN Awards.
AVN Awards. That's right. You know, at Bogman on the Venmo to send me to the AVN Awards.
How's that working?
We're going to crowdfund this. I haven't got one red cent yet.
I was about to say, that's working about just like the pickle bet, huh?
That and well, I mean, you just say the word and I'll give you, like, you buy that chocolate covered pickle and I'll send you the money, friend.
Oh, I've heard. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to facilitate it. If someone wants to facilitate it, they can. I'm not going to be the facilitator to eat a chocolate covered pretzel.
Yeah, well, so text me your address real quick.
I'm not doing that. Your AVN awards are your GoFundMe on the AVN is like the pickle. Yours is a much higher adaptation. By the way, you might see some chocolate-covered pickles at the AVN Awards, if you know what I mean.
Probably multiple. But, yeah, that's if they lose both these games, I don't think they're making the playoffs because the Ravens would win. You know, they are going to beat the Bucks.
When's the last time the Steelers didn't make the playoffs?
Bill Cowher was the head coach.
Oh, man.
No, that's not true. I can't remember.
It's going to hurt, though, right?
Oh, yeah, it'll hurt. So just the playoffs and...
At least you have a Diamondback season to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly. Like the one year I don't want to go to opening day because it's terrible and I don't want to support them for trading Goldie. And then also they're
keeping
playing the
Zach Greinke. Oh, God, so. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Never mind. Well... All that mess aside, let's actually focus because we do have to still focus on the NFL, and we're both vying for playoff spots. You know, championships are on the run here. You're an insane person playing a roto fantasy football league, but you're number two. You know, you got coerced into it, and you're number two in the league, and I'm rooting the hell for you. Who do you got week? Who do you got going?
I already had Damian Williams and Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill was in standard. So
you're going to lose that one.
Yeah, that's standard.
No ring?
Probably.
No official fantasy ring for you?
Well, it depends. I'm waiting on my baseball one still. So I'm excited about getting that. So the Roto League, I always forget who my quarterback is. So I have to double check because I think this is super flex. So I have Russell Wilson and Roethlisberger. My running backs are Mark Ingram, Aaron Jones. My wideouts, I've got Michael Thomas, DJ Moore. And there's a bunch of weird flex spots here. So I had Damian Williams in one. I had Peyton Barber and Antonio Brown in the other one. My tight end is Ben Watson, but it's IDP the Welsh. So I've got Darius Leonard.
Oh, we don't need all those guys. That's too much.
Darius Leonard is the number one scorer in IDP the Welsh.
I know you're very proud of that.
DJ Swearinger and Jordan Poyer are my defensive backs. Bobby Wagner, Alec Ogletree as my linebackers. And then J.J. Watt and Bradley Chubb are my defensive linemen.
Hope you guys all wrote that down so you can follow along with Bogman because I know that's what you want to do in those IDP leagues, right?
You're so, why are you so condescending?
Because the Suns are dumb. I'm just angry. I'm sorry. I'm taking it out on you.
Yeah.
I'm just angry. It's been a rough couple weeks,
Bogman. Why do you crap on IDP? I'm over here trying to promote my IDP podcast.
You
Thanks
should.
A lot.
When really? Are you and Gary? How long are you guys going still?
We're going through week 17. So.
Okay. All right. Go listen. It's a good podcast. Let's talk about week 15 before we get to 17. Arizona Cardinals, Atlanta Falcons. Blech. Atlanta's favored by 9.5. Over under is 44 right now. David Johnson, maybe he's going to get to a 1,000-yard season. I'm not so sure about it. Julio Jones, still killing it. He definitely could hit the 100-catch mark here. You know, I got to look here, Boggs. You don't happen to have any of the leagues or stats up. How many guys are going to get 100 catches this year? I need to know this. I'm going to hold this.
Are you pulling it up? You're asking me, or you want me to?
Well,
look
at I didn't know if you had it up.
I don't have it up.
I'm also just filling time right now as I'm looking real quick because I want to see.
Probably 5 or 6.
So right now, there's already 2 players with 100 catches. Adam Thielen and Michael Thomas. What do we have? 3 more games?
Yeah.
So give me a number that I should look that's obtainable.
Maybe 10.
Within 10?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm 3 games. Zach Ertz has 98 catches. Julio Jones has 94. Kelsey has 93. Devontae Adams has 92. Juju has 91. That would be 7 players. How about if we go to 85?
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs and Keenan Allen both have 88.
Allen's banged up.
So. Yeah, that's true. Christian McCaffrey and Antonio Brown have 86. And then the next is DeAndre Hopkins at 84. Then it drops into the 70s. That is, if we count all the
80s. I think all those guys can get to 100.
9, 10,
will they? I don't know, but I think all of them can.
So that is 12 players. I'm now going to look at 2017. 5 players had 100 catches last year.
Who were the 5?
Landry led the league with 112. And then Fitz had 109, Michael Thomas had 104, Keenan 102, and Antonio Brown 101. We are it's very obtainable for 12 guys. We are going to double up this year. I'm very comfortable saying we are going to double. The what?
They're just throwing the ball more. Most teams are.
Yeah. No tight end had 100 catches last year. We're going to have 2, and we're going to have a running back that does it.
Yeah, Kelsey only has 2 games, but what did you say? He had 6 catches? Was he at 94?
Oh, yeah, just a couple. One game. He's like a one gamer away. So, but back to it, though. Atlanta's favored by 9.5 in this game. The Arizona Cardinals, just absolutely atrocious. Josh Rosen sucks. Larry Fitzgerald is left alone. Defenses are honing in on David Johnson. And then on Atlanta's side, Julio Jones is a little bit banged up, which I'm curious about, and as is Ito Smith. But I'm very interested in Edo Smith and Calvin Ridley this week. So what do you think on this game? Any fantasy implications?
It's tough to know what teams that aren't going to make the playoffs are going to wind up doing with their players. Any little sore, Julio comes out. Any little thing for anybody, really. And they're going to come out. So that is a little bit dicey it's the same across all of the teams. I think this game, like, Arizona has packed it in, right?
Oh, yeah.
They have 100% packed this season in. It's over with for them.
People are
done.
Putting them at the number one spot right now. I mean, it's
right.
49ers, what, Raiders and Cardinals?
I'm over here delivering Zoe's kitchen to Robert and Kim DJ.
Yeah.
Before he has ACL surgery. So
get a tip.
It's over. We'll see. It's over for the Cardinals. So I think this is like Atlanta still, at least they're playing at home. So they want to show those season ticket holders something. I think this is an Atlanta win. And I think this game goes over.
I 100%. What did I say the over? I just went away from it.
44.
Yeah, this is an. Yeah, it's an over for me. And it's Atlanta. I'm going to go with
9.5 is a big spread, but I think that they can cover that. I think this is a stomping.
Cardinals are so bad. But David Johnson's David Johnson is a good play this week against Atlanta.
Yeah. I mean, Atlanta's defense has been much better with Deion Jones out there, like just out there, wearing the microphone and directing traffic and everything. Like, he's just better. But I said, I think Atlanta could pull this out, they could pull off 40 points by themselves in this game. And, you know, David Johnson should be catching a lot of balls. They don't like to use anyone else unless it's the goal line against Green Bay. Then here's Chase Edmonds. So
the Detroit Lions and the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are a favorite by 2.5. The over under is 39.5. Obviously, we have had, let me look here because I don't have it up here. Josh Allen on the year, who is the fantasy implications are absolutely real.
Your favorite thing to do.
Yeah, well, I don't have the team. Actually, I can look on McCoy. I'll look in a second. He's got 1,400 yards on the season, 5 touchdowns, 9 picks, but he's got 490 rushing yards. Let's look at LeSean McCoy, who has 479. It's official. Josh Allen, the leading rusher for the Buffalo Bills. No one circles a wagon like Josh Allen does. So that's the big question. We kind of talked about it before. If your feelings changed at all, is Josh Allen, has he snuck in as a startable quarterback? He's a no-brainer in Superflex. What do you think about him against Detroit?
I mean, I like the matchup here. I just don't really feel safe about ever starting Josh Allen. I just think at some point either he's going to run too much and get hurt. And like we said, he's the future of this franchise as it stands right now. So any little, gimpiness of him and he's going right to the bench. And here comes, I don't even know at this point. So I don't think I'm going to want to start him, even though this is a nice matchup against Detroit's run defense has been so awful ever since they traded Snacks. It's been better since they traded for Snacks. My bad.
I would continue to say that if you were in a situation where this realistically is a decision, I think you could play him. Not like, should I not play Aaron Rodgers
against
the Bears?
Like, where is he on that list? You're playing him over Josh Johnson and Cody Kessler, right? You're playing him. You're not playing him over Carr against Cincinnati. You're playing him over Driscoll.
I might play him over Carr.
I would not.
Let's see. He is
23, 24.
Where are we here? Why am I losing myself?
Tannehill against Minnesota or Josh Allen?
Where the hell did he go? He moved down. He's down at 16. He was right.
16?
Dude, he was above Lamar Jackson at one point earlier in the week when we did this. Eight. Yeah, he was. He was 13 and Jackson was 14. Jackson is now 13.
Even the guys below him.
Oh, my. We talked about this before. You're forgetting. We talked about this on the Black Book. Aaron Rodgers is below him.
No way.
No way.
I like the matchup, and I picked Aaron Rodgers as my QB1 disappointment on the ITL Fantasy Football Pod, but there's just no way.
No, there's absolutely no way. He's 17. Josh Allen is 16. Baker Mayfield is 18. Against Denver.
I'd rather start Baker.
Yep. Jameis Winston, who I don't like. I would do Josh Allen over Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I can see that.
Derek Carr is 20.
I'd go Carr against Cincinnati.
Marcus Mariota is 21 against the Giants.
I would rather go Mariota.
How about some guys above? Mitch Trubisky, Matt Ryan, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott. That's up to 12. Are you starting all of those over Allen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you see, Allen is about 20 this week. So, he's barely touching in a 12-man super flex for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just not like I'd start him over, maybe Darnold. Keenum is a question. I don't know. I'm just not as into it. I just don't think that the rushing yards have been there. The rushing yards have been there. I just don't think that there's a guarantee for them. So I just can't do it.
It's a question mark. There's no doubt. And it's hard to put your playoff hopes into a Buffalo Bill.
I'm going to take Buffalo in this game, though. Detroit has looked awful. Matt Stafford is banged up. Kerryon Johnson is banged up. This entire team is hurt. So I'm going to take Buffalo in the under just like I did last week. And it hit for me. I don't think the under did.
I'm going
to
go
neither
over.
One of those hit for me because they lost to the Jets. This is why you don't listen to us. So let me see.
Phoenix Suns, you're Woj here. You're like, yeah, it worked out. Right. It's a trade. Nope.
I'm just making stuff up. Yeah, we both took Buffalo in the under, and it didn't work for either one of us because we're idiots. Detroit in the over. That's what I'm going for.
I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills in the over, though.
In the over.
Yeah.
The over, though.
Let's see. We got time for one more. This is a big one, though. The Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. It's a Chicago 5.5 favorite. Over is 4,500. Aaron Rodgers, only
4,500.
45, sorry. Aaron Rodgers, only one, I think one pick on the season still, right?
I believe so.
23 touchdowns, though. Aaron Jones has a probability of getting into that 1,000-yard marker with missing the time. Devontae Adams, one of my favorite in the league here. But the big question is, I mean, you have Aaron Rodgers as your kind of down guy this week, but are you comfortable taking him out of a starting top 12? I know you're not going to do it for Josh Allen, but what about Lamar Jackson or Kirk Cousins, who's going up against Miami? Cousins is 11 on the list. Jackson, 13. What would you do?
No, I would start Rodgers.
I would too. Guys. Go with the guy that got you there.
Yeah. Dance with the one that brung you, all that stuff. But in this game, just Chicago's defense has been looking so incredible. I am going to take Chicago in the under in this game.
What about, well, see, I know they've been incredible, and I don't want to fall into a trap or anything like that, but Aaron Rodgers is, I mean, I think it's safe to say.
It doesn't matter what you say here. You can put in all the words you want. You take Green Bay in the over every week. I'm gonna go back and look. I bet you take Green Bay in the over every single week.
I'm gonna take Green Bay and the under on this though.
You took Green Bay in the over last week.
I'm gonna take Green Bay in the under. They're 5-7. That's why I've been doing so good this year. But he's efficient. He's super efficient. Anything on the Bears end? I love Tariq Cohen in this game.
Over. I'm just going through the week. So Green Bay in the over. Let me see. You were just so in love with Aaron Rodgers. It's unbelievable. They played the Thursday night game there. Green Bay in the over.
Have I ever done the under?
I don't think Green Bay in the under right there.
Oh.
Green Bay and New England. And you got that one. You hit the under on that. Congratulations.
All right. Well, Bogman can keep looking. We got to go to break. When we come back, I'll finish up. I'll give you, I think we already gave ours. We'll move on because we got a host of games we got to get to. So don't go anywhere. It's more Bogman of the Welsh. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
In This League.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
It is the final segment, the final ho-ho-ho. Oh, it's going away. Nothing is sadder than Christmas ending, by the way. Do you ever get that? Do you get the, like, post-Christmas depression?
No.
I totally do. It is
not even a little.
Maybe it's a work-based thing. I don't
know why I don't.
Why?
Because the Steelers are usually in the playoffs.
So it'll happen earlier.
You, by the way, you picked Green Bay every single time they were up, except for week one.
And they didn't win.
And no. They won by a point. Did. Remember that was Green Bay.
Yeah, no, sorry. Remember the one Rogers week I didn't, got, the Bears won.
Yeah. They won, but they beat the spread. The spread was 7 points in that game. So You got that one, but you took Green Bay and the over. You took Green Bay every single week except week one. You took Green Bay and the over every single week except for, I believe, week two. There was no line, or there was no over under because they weren't sure about Aaron Rodgers. But you just took Green Bay against Minnesota. That came tied, by the way. And then you took the under on two of the games. So I believe that's whatever it is. They played on Thursday. They had a bye week. So out of all the weeks you could have so far, it's like 10 weeks, 8 of them, you took Green Bay in the over.
I like Lamp. I like Green Bay, apparently.
You love Aaron Rodgers.
I guess I do. All right, so let's get back to the games here. What do we got? We got Raiders and Bengals. Oh, what a unwatchable game. Cincinnati's favored by 3 at home, 45.5. I know, I thought the same. I made it like, ooh, at home, but it's just, why is Cincinnati favored? 45.5 is the over. Tyler Boyd is going to be stepping into a 1,000-yard season. He's 10 away, 72 catches, 990 yards, and 6 touchdowns on the year. Joe Mixon, a solid year. Raiders are a mess, though. What do you think?
The Bengals are favored in this game because they played hard last week. And I get that. And we talked about this on the Black Book a little bit, and Joe said that he thinks that the Raiders are going to be hanging their hat on their win last week because the Bengals only lost by 5 to the Chargers in L.A. last week. So that's a decent game for them. But I just think the Raiders, maybe I have to believe this because I'm a Steelers fan and they just beat the Steelers. So maybe I'm just being a complete and total homer without even realizing it. But Oakland has looked good over the last couple weeks. They beat the Steelers. They almost beat the Chiefs. So I think that Oakland is a little bit better than they've been playing for the whole season. And I know they're a joke of a franchise, but Oakland in the over for me in this game.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, I think Oakland's good. Cincinnati's defense is just so atrocious. Unfortunately, by the way, what did you think about Martavis Bryant finally lost his appeal thing?
I mean, why are we even surprised at this point?
Yeah, I mean, just, I don't know. Don't you have, closer opinions because he was your guy?
No, I wanted him gone. So he was the last year with Pittsburgh. He didn't want to be there. He was making no effort. He wasn't trying to break any tackles. He's terrible.
Martavis Bryant or Santonio Holmes? Who's a worse Steeler?
Oh, definitely Martavis Bryant. Like, at least Santonio Holmes was productive.
Or Plexico Burress. Why do you guys have always horrible people at wide receivers?
Plexico was a good teammate too when he was in Pittsburgh. He didn't shoot himself and all that nonsense until he got to the Giants. So
you guys have like polar opposites. You have incredible people like Antonio Brown or Hines Ward, and then you just have like the worst in Santonio Holmes, Martavis Bryant, Plexico.
A lot of people don't like AB because of all the stuff. You know, remember he threw some stuff off a balcony, they said.
Drove 120 miles down the road.
He's driving fast when there was no one around him. Apparently that's really horrible. Yeah. So, I don't know, man. So I'm just not surprised by Martavis Bryant at all. It's just not shocking to me. The guy's a loser. Yeah. So Oakland in the over.
Do you like apples, but do you like Doug Martin in this game against Cincinnati?
I do. I picked him as my flex play was Doug Martin this week. Cincinnati has the absolute worst run defense in the NFL. Now, someone asked me an IDP question, the Welsh. I know you don't want to hear it, but they asked me Danielle Hunter or Carlos Dunlap. And the Raiders, I think, are like third in the league in sacks allowed. So that's not a good matchup for them because the one good thing Cincinnati has is a defensive line. But Dunlap has been solid, but Lawson's out for the year. So I don't know, man. This game, I wouldn't be surprised if the Bengals won and it went either way. But I think either way this game goes, it's going over.
Yeah, I think it's messy, but I like Oakland. Give me the points in Oakland against that horrible defense or in Cincinnati. I mean, but for Oakland, 45.5, I like the over. The
what? Sadness.
Oh, is that what you want?
Escalator of sadness.
Isn't there a shirt of it? Have you gotten that? You should put that on your Christmas list.
Well, if there is, I need it immediately.
I mean, all someone has to do is just find the picture and put on a shirt.
Let's go.
You know what would be great?
A crying Bengals lady shirt.
Oh, that would be a good one. You know how they have, or maybe you don't, but like they have Lego sets of everything. They should have the Escalator of Sadness Lego set. or at least
you just
customize
all those Lego people over so they're staring down at their feet too.
Yeah. Would that be hilarious? Someone should build that. I might have enough Legos here at the house to do it. That's a possibility. All right. Next up here, I think it's a very important game. I think everyone would agree, of course. The Dallas Cowboys and the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are a 3-point home favorite. 47.5 is the over. Ezekiel Elliott and T.Y. Hilton. Was Elliott was a little banged up this week, or was that just last week?
No. He was banged up this week.
He's banged up
Wednesday, but he's going
to
be fine.
Yeah, T.Y. Hilton's a little bit banged up, something just to monitor. But ultimately, this is all the normal characters. I mean, Amari Cooper, I think, is an absolute go. T.Y. Hilton's a go. Marlon Mack isn't quite as comfortable, but you still put him out if you've got that flex spots here. So, I mean, what do you think? Is there any anomalies in the fantasy realm here? And then who do you like?
I don't know that there's any anomalies. This is just a tough matchup against the Cowboys. The Cowboys defense has been rolling recently, and the Colts defense is much better than we thought it was going to be coming into this season. That's one of the big surprises of the year to me, has been the Colts defense playing as well as they have. So I'm going to take the Cowboys in this game because I think they win it straight up. And I'm going to take the under in this game because I think both defenses are a little bit surprising.
Yeah, I think you and I both kind of agreed here. I think it was Joe that was going kind of team Colts here, but we both like the Cowboys and kind of just on the trajectory that they're on right now. So I'm going to agree with you on both fronts here.
The Colts are not to be trifled with, the Welsh, either, because they just stopped that 9-game win streak from the Texans. So they're a good team too. I wouldn't be surprised if this one went either way either, but
sneaky game, sneaky good game Dallas. This week, right?
Yeah, that's going to be early slate. I like that one for sure.
Minnesota Vikings and the Miami Dolphins. Minnesota, you have to imagine, wants to take out every ounce of anger on the Miami Dolphins. And I don't know about you, but I expect an onslaught of Minnesota this week with how bad they've been. I mean, season's essentially out of hand, but you know, either way, Minnesota, it's amazing too. Think about this. You have a 6-6 Minnesota team, a 7-6 Dolphins team. Minnesota is a 7.5-point home favorite, 44.5. That's wild. Frank Gore, also the leading rusher across the board here, more yards than Dalvin Cook. Adam Thielen continues his incredible season. The guy is, I mean, what's the reception record? Is it 128 in a year? Or 123?
Somewhere in that neighborhood. Let's yeah, see. It's in the 120s. Actually, I think it's 142 or something. We looked this up, and Marvin Harrison had it like 140-something.
God, was it in the 40s?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You're right. Yeah, we did. I know we did look it up. Marvin Harrison, 143. You're absolutely right about that.
Okay.
So never mind. It's not obtainable.
Because isn't AB, is he 2 and 3 on that list?
I didn't click on it. I just say he has like most passes in a game. That's Terrell Owens with the 20. Most yards in a game was, or lifetime was Jerry Rice. Most yards in a single game. I don't remember who that is. It's just all the individual receiving stats that are up here. But where are we? Dolphins and Vikings. What do you think here? There's a lot of different plays in Dalvin Cook. Is Kenyon Drake a go? Kenny Stills is one of the, I have him in a flex spot this week. I'm going to roll out. I think it's not a horrible place, but what do you think?
I think, you know, that Kirk Cousins is playing a team with a winning record, so you have to take the team with a winning record, right? For God's sake.
It's hard to take Minnesota by 7.5.
I don't have confidence in either. I'm going to take the points in this game, so I am going to take Miami. I'll go with the over in this, and I do. This is kind of hedging, and I've said this in the past. Like, I think if I hit the over, Minnesota's probably scoring a bunch of points, but I don't think I can take the Vikings with the way they've been playing, like giving 7.5 points. I just can't do it.
I'm going to agree with you on all fronts there. The 7.5, I can't do. I do not like Miami. I think Minnesota is going to be doing some work, but in a kind of hedging the bet, regardless of that, I just, Minnesota has proven us wrong too many times. So I think Miami could also keep up with it. You know, they have
an underrated run game. To be honest with you, like, Miami's proven us wrong a bunch of times this season as well. So time to start betting them. By the way, I'm just looking, 143 for Harrison, 136 for AB and Julio. AB is number 4, 129. Then Herman Moore, Wes Welker, Chris Carter twice at 122 with Calvin, Jerry Rice, and Wes Welker all at 122 as well. And those are all the 120 plus.
I think Thielen could get to 120 this year. I mean, you know, you say all this and have a 15 reception game and everything changes. It's all on the board here. I mean, if he had, you know, 3 15 reception games, he would beat the record. So, but that's just ridiculous. Titans and Giants. We have Tennessee favored by 1 on the road. 43.5 is the over under. Saquon continues his incredible year, but there is no Odell Beckham, second straight out. So we've got Sterling Shepard. Maybe Evan Ingram is a little bit more of a push. So what do you think?
You know, Tennessee gets the extra rest because they played on Thursday night last week. Plus, the only guy to do anything in that game for them was Derrick Henry. So everyone else should be fairly rested. The Jaguars just look like a bunch of losers on Thursday night football. So I'm going to take Tennessee in this one, and I'm going to go with the under as well. You know, you got Eli, who is prone to mistakes against a team that takes advantage of them, and a slow, methodical pace that they're probably going to want with running Derrick Henry. And I think they discovered the formula here, right? Don't you think that's what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Derrick Henry has never had a game like this before. So let's run Derrick Henry. Let's play some defense. That's our formula for Tennessee. So I'm going to go Tennessee in the under in this one.
I'm also going to go with Tennessee, and I'll take the under as well. We're going to agree on that. I do have post-ridiculous Derrick Henry worry. I've mentioned that a couple times, but we put him out in the lineups, and it's not – I think it's a good matchup for him. So that's
still
why I'd be positive.
Still played fewer snaps than Deion Lewis last week.
I know. That's why that's all kind of sits in it. We're still in some of the morning games here. So Jaguars and the Redskins, gross. Jacksonville is a 7.5-point home favorite. Over-under is 36, though. I don't like anything anywhere. I'm benching Adrian Peterson this week, which hurts just because I have better options, of course, where it is. Jaguars, Leonard Fournette. I mean, and not that it, there's no reason. You don't even, if you're in the playoffs right now, you don't have Leonard Fournette because you got knocked out last week. So that doesn't even really matter. I got to start Dante Moncrief in that one league box because of stupid Odell now.
Yeah, that's a difficult one. Dude, I'm just going to take points when it's this many. 7.5. I know Josh Johnson is a third string quarterback, but he brought a little spark to that offense at the end of the game last week. And I just can't, I can't take Jacksonville, even though they're at home and they have probably the best player in this game, Leonard Fournette. But I don't expect either of these teams to score very well. So I'm going to take Washington and the under. I think Jacksonville's defense has to have a little more heart than they had last week.
Give me Jacksonville and the over though.
Jacksonville and the over. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I think that's the first one we're going complete opposite on. So.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. Washington. Sorry.
Just Washington and the over.
Yeah. Okay, Washington and the over. Because I was like, no, we agree
the
here.
Points.
Yeah. I'm just taking the points. Gotcha. Buccaneers and the Ravens. Baltimore is a 7.5-point favorite at home. Over under is 46. The big thing will be what can Baltimore contain as far as Tampa Bay's offense goes. Mike Evans continues a good year. Peyton Barber quietly has still not been that great. No Joe Flacco, though. He'll come off the bench, and it's all Lamar Jackson. So Lamar Jackson against a Tampa Bay defense is quite enticing.
Yeah, it really is. Tampa Bay's defense has been playing better later in the season, so they've kind of figured some stuff out here. So I am going to take the under in this game. God, I really want Baltimore to lose this game. I think I'm still going to take Baltimore, though. It's got to be Baltimore in the under. I can't put my hopes and dreams on Jameis Winston's shoulders. I just can't do it.
We're in agreement here because I've said I don't like Jameis Winston this week, and I think Tampa Bay, I know they scored a bunch of points, but I think they're going to be stifled by Baltimore. So I like Baltimore with the points, and I like the under. We've got only a couple more minutes and a couple more games. Seahawks, 49ers. Seattle's a 3.5-point road favorite. 44.5 is the over. Jeffrey Wilson Jr., yay or nay?
Yay. I like him. He gets all the action.
I
don't expect Breida to play. So this one to me is kind of an easy one. Sorry, Welsh. Seattle in the over. Seattle's got something to fight for. The Niners really don't.
But Niners can score. Niners will score some points. They'll throw the ball 50 times. That's why you take the over on this. But I agree. This is Seattle in the over. Your game, Boggs. Pittsburgh Steelers. They host the New England Patriots. New England is a 2.5-point road favorite. Over under 54. James Conner is questionable. Does he play?
I think he plays enough to screw up all of your Jalen Samuel shares.
I agree. So get him out.
That's what I told our buddy Collings this week, too. So, I would try to not play Jalen Samuels, even at tight end in most cases. So unless they say Connor is out, if he's out, and this is an afternoon game, so it's tough to make that decision in most cases. So history has told me about this game, and I'm going to go New England in the over because that's what this game says.
I am going, I got to go the exact same. I'm tempted to take the under on this one because it still would allow, some points to be scored. I could have a 27-24 game and that's still plenty. But, ultimately, I think that adds up. Maybe I still went over, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. But I'm going to take New England and I'm going to take the over on this. Two more here with about a minute. We've got the Eagles and the Rams. The Rams are favored by 13.5 at home, 52.5 over. Play all your Rams. Don't play Eagles unless you're desperate and you got to put Alshon Jeffrey out here. I'm going to take the Eagles on the points because I don't like that many points, but I'm going to take the over because I think Nick Foles is going to be slinging the hell out of the ball. So you know what? Never mind what I just said. Zach Ertz, Alshon Jeffrey, and any of the wideouts I like, no running backs. They all are horrible.
I'm going to go with Philly, but I'm going to take the under in this game. That's I think 13 points is too many points this late in the season.
Last one, Saints and Panthers. New England is favored by 6. It's a 50.5 over under. That is the Monday night game. Christian McCaffrey, go for broke here. What do you think?
New Orleans stomping. New Orleans in the over in this game.
Completely agree.
Carolina is just on the downturn completely. I know the division game, maybe I'll give them a little more push than we expect, But Carolina has looked atrocious lately.
Yeah. And my friends, that's the end of the episode. Covered a whole bunch, from ranting about the Phoenix Suns, talking about did we get some baseball in? We got some baseball.
We didn't get any baseball in.
So come and listen to the baseball podcast this week. Paul Spohr, Derek Van Riper are going to join us as we get into that. InThisLeague.com, that's your home base for everything that is ITL. If you want to get a part of our universe, you can find all the shows there easily enough, right at your fingertips. Have a great weekend. Good luck in week 15. Hope you guys move on. We'll be here for you regardless next week. So for Bogman, I am the Welsh. Good night now.
Slow you.